All right, telephone call is coming up, but first things first, we're joined by a center for the Indiana Pacers. He is in his ninth NBA season. You'll recall he was the 11th overall pick in 2015 out of Texas by the Pacers. He is a two-time NBA blocks leader. This year, 17 points, 7 boards, and 2 blocks per game this year. And this is one of my favorite matchups. Indiana is the 6th seed in the East. They take on the Bucks in the first round of the playoffs. Again, did I say this? I love that matchup. It starts on Sunday. We are joined by Miles Turner. Miles, it is awesome to have you on the program, man. How you feeling?
Yes, indeed. Good to be back, man. I'm feeling really good. Like you said, this time of the year is just special for a lot of people, but you know, especially us finally being back here in the playoffs.
Yes, sir. If I'm feeling good about it, I know you're feeling great about it. Let me ask you this. After the grind of 82 games, how good has it been to get some time to rest and recover? And then how hyped are you and your teammates to get to the real season, the postseason?
Yeah, man, it's been a good and a bad thing. You know, I think, you know, you get the time to get up to speed, but we're also anxious just to get the ball rolling. You know, we've been waiting for this opportunity for quite some time. And, you know, just exciting times.
You know, that thing about it being a good thing and a bad thing, you're talking about rest versus rust?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know, with a, you know, a team like us, you know, we're just as young as, like I said, we're just kind of ready to go out there and pull the ball out, you know, and the other team, my veteran team, might value that rest.
You know, I'm going to ask you about that team's youth in a minute because you are one of the vets. But let me ask you this. You're one of a handful of guys left from the last playoff appearance, which was 2020. As you get ready for the Bucks, what do you think are the biggest reasons why this team was able to post 12 more wins this year as opposed to last year and get to the postseason?
Well, our attention to detail got so much better as the season went along. I feel like one of the 50 teams, you know, to start the year, and we just really, I think, recommitted ourselves in that category. You know, I'm not sure where we finished, but I know it was definitely a lot better than what it was. And just how dynamic our offense has been, you know, I think we really just kind of revolutionized like, the way we played Pacers basketball this year, getting up and down the floor as fast as we did, and, you know, having the ball in Tyrese's hands and attacking a role player step up, you know, night in, night out.
We're talking to Miles Turner. Our phone connection, Miles, is not the best. I want to try and play through this. And I'm going to ask you about Tyrese in a minute. I want to say, though, you were a big reason why Indianapolis was able to avoid the playing game because you went off in the finale. You had 11 of the team's first 15 points. You had 31 to blow out Atlanta this past Sunday. As a team leader, did you take it upon yourself to dial it up and ensure that you got that dub, handled your business, and avoided that play-in?
Without a doubt, you know, this time of the year is when you definitely say, you know, your game and, you know, put it out there on the big stage. You know, for me personally, I wouldn't miss the playoffs this year. You know, that's something I said from the jump. We had a team, like, get together in Nashville. We were just playing to pick up basketball, just having a camaraderie. And that was the biggest message I could say to everybody. So I don't care what we do. You know, we're not missing the playoffs this year, and then we have a chance to actually make some noise. So we're going to take full advantage of it. And I think the team, you know, definitely responded, you know, really well just to that message. And just me personally, the last, you know, 3-4 games, I knew was at stake for us. You know, we were already in the playoffs.
Miles Turner joining us. You mentioned Tyrese. He's established himself as one of the better point guards in the league. How much has he improved as a player? And then how much does that help the entire roster and even you individually when the two of you get done and get with the pick and roll?
Yeah, so Tyrese has always been, you know, just a maestro with the ball. He's always known to read, you know, defenses very well. But I think he's seen such a mixed bag of defenses this year, and that's only made him better. Like, there's not very much to throw at him to slow him down. And I think that's one of the areas of the game that's really improved this year is just really just taking on those tougher assignments. You know, he went through, you know, lulls in the season where he wasn't shooting the best, but he still was able to leave his imprint on the game. And, you know, that just speaks to the player that he is. And, yeah, I'm excited for him getting his first playoff action. You know, this is his first experience, something he's been talking about doing for a long time. And, you know, adjustments are going to be made game in and game out, and I'm excited to see how he handles them.
Hey, Miles, what about that? Like, you've got some good young talent, you've got some gamers, you got some guys who are not afraid, but until they've actually done it, they don't really know. What are you telling the young guys about the postseason and the intensity of the playoffs and the mindset that's required to win and advance?
Just get past the first 5 minutes. Just get past the first 5. Man, I remember my rookie year, you know, my first, you know, we played a game 7 series, and you know, my very first time checking in, I got fouled, and so I was at the free throw line, and it looked like that rim was just moving side to side, and it was so loud in the building. And, you know, once you finally get that first shot off, it's like things finally start to calm down a bit. And, you know, I think that's my biggest piece of advice. Get past the first 5 minutes, that hype, that nervousness and whatnot, and then just lay the ball in the hoop. You know, I think it's a lot more physical time of the year. You have longer timeouts. I mean, just there's different parts of the game that you don't really get to feel during the regular season. So just enjoy the process, enjoy the moment, and just, you know, every possession matters. And that's one of the hugest things I've emphasized, is the possession game.
That is an awesome description. Miles Turner joining us. Also, the team took a big swing in January, right? Adding Pascal Siakam. What is the addition of the power forward with that championship resume and that strong presence in the paint meant to the team in the second half of the season?
Well, it's been huge. You know, someone's been very vocal since he's been here. You know, if something's not going right, he's going to speak up. And it brings a lot of wisdom to the locker room as well. You know, when he's playing as physical, you know, as he can, he's been going in, flying and grabbing rebounds, he's communicating, he's using his length on defense. Like, that makes a world of difference. We know he's going to score. You know, we know he's going to require a lot of attention. But it's just when he's able to actually go out there and mix it up. And he's so much more dynamic than what you would think.
All right, so it's not as if you have a choice who you get to play, but I'm curious, given what's already happened between these two teams this season, and there is a bit of history there, was there any part of you that wanted to see Milwaukee again in the postseason?
Bro, I just wanted to get to the playoffs. It's been 4 or 5 years without the action. I didn't care who we played. I just wanted to get in there and give ourselves an opportunity. You know, all the stuff that happened early in the season is great for NBA entertainment and get NBA Twitter talking and stuff, but at the end of the day, we're the ones that go out there and hoop. You know, you roll the ball out. You don't really – none of that stuff matters.
I see you working. You're right. NBA X, NBA media, we all loved it. And I was hoping you would tell me you loved it too, but I get it. I get it. It's a different deal for you than it is for us. What about Giannis? Now, you don't know about his status. Again, I understand that's out of your control. But the uncertainty involving his status because of the calf injury, does that change the way you and your teammates prepare for that matchup in any way?
Somewhat. You know, their team definitely changes. When Giannis doesn't have the ball, you know, you have guys like Dame who's going to take a few more shots, and, you know, some of the role players are able to step up a bit more, whereas when Giannis does have the ball, it requires a lot more attention, you know, especially in transition, and it's making him see bodies. You know, his impact on the game is definitely, you know, something, you know, he's been doing for years now. You know, but at the same time, we prepare like he's going to play, and whenever the ball rolls out, you know, we take it there. You know, I think we've did a good job this week of just preparing for all scenarios and preparing for, especially defensively, just our assignments one down. And, you know, like I said, we've got to wait till Sunday.
So, Miles, one last thought you talked about. When I said to you, what's been the biggest difference this year in the 12 additional wins, you said, among other things, that, like, the offense. We revolutionized the way we play offense and what we do. How much of that is Rick Carlisle? That's a guy that's come on the show so many times over the years. I have such immense respect for him as a basketball mind and a guy who's accomplished what he has. How much of that is about him, and what's he mean to this organization and this team?
Yeah, man, he's one of my favorite coaches I've had, personally. Rick is someone who's very analytical. When it comes to the actual game itself, he's just very observant, analyzes everything. And when he communicates it, I think people listen. You know, he's garnered such a respect, just not even just around the city, but just in his career, where, you know, with that championship resume it has, that people actually listen to what he has to say. So I think Rick really trusted, you know, Tyrese a lot more this year. I think that's a big thing. He kind of let him go out there. We don't call him any plays. He's, you know, go out there and just play five-out basketball. And I really think that's a, you know, ball player's dream. You know, when you come up, when you grow up, you don't really, you know, you can run plays if you want, but you're usually the most dominant person on the floor. And when you have an offense like we have, there's really no rule. Just go out there and just play and move within the system.
Like you said, he's a maestro with the ball. You got to let him do his thing. Miles Turner joining us 9 years in, 2-time NBA blocks leader and a vet on this team. My man, I know with everything you got going on this week, I really appreciate you made time to come back on. Really appreciate it. Thanks so much. Good luck. We'll be watching.
Absolutely. Appreciate y'all.
Yes, sir. Miles Turner. How do you feel about Parents Weekend?